Another movie opening nationally today is a low-budget comedy called Super Troopers. The comedy group Broken Lizard serve as writers, directors, and stars. To promote Super Troopers, the studio sent the group on a road trip, 28 cities in 37 days. We asked one of the comedians, Kevin Heffernan, to give us an account of the trip. His favorite part, the rock and roll tour bus.
That's right, a rock and roll tour bus. Now, we're simple guys, and of course every simple guy's fantasy is to be in a rock and roll band. We'd struggled for a few years making independent films, trying to get exposure, driving from festival to festival in whatever vehicle was deemed slightly roadworthy, sleeping on floors where we could find them. But now we'd turned a corner. When we first saw our bus wrapped in billboard style, our heads on the big sideboards, a 70s-style living room, 12 bunk beds, it didn't matter if our careers ended then and there. We'd made it. It only got better when we found out that our bus had carried the likes of the Allman Brothers, Stevie Nicks, Mick Jagger. We'd be like them. An underground band traveling from town to town in our fun bus, throwing back a few, living on the edge, hawking our wares. Fox also gave us a tour manager. Not some babysitter with a clipboard, but a real-life rock and roll tour manager. A tough-nosed Brit who'd been doing this for 30 years with the very same Allman Brothers, Fleetwood Mac, and Rod Stewart. Unfortunately, it was the presence of this rock veteran that quickly punctured our little fantasy. After the first stop, he made fun of us for not trashing our hotel rooms. And it snowballed from there. He became a constant reminder that we weren't a rock band, but rather just filmmakers. He'd usually begin a sentence with, "If this were a rock tour," and then usually end with a story about some bloke who got drunk and strapped his guitars to his feet, skied down the highway behind the bus. Tough stuff to live up to during a film screening. But we were up for the challenge. We had the bus, and we were determined to live our own rock and roll-esque fantasies. In Seattle, we signed our first autographs. More importantly, our fearless leader, Jay, actually autographed his first breast, a seminal point in any rocker's career. Granted, the breast belonged to a 19-year-old guy, but you gotta start somewhere. We knew our rock-slash-film tour would need some run-ins with the law. Unfortunately, we found that when you make a comedy film where the cops are the good guys, run-ins are hard to come by. Eventually, we had to ask our bus driver to stop giving Super Troopers posters to every cop, security guard, or meter maid he met. Sure, it's good for the law enforcement fan base, but bad for the rock and roll image. I did get one chance to break the law. In Atlanta, we got a VIP tour of CNN. Despite the newly tightened security, I still managed to steal a pen off Lou Dobbs' desk. I waved it in our tour manager's face and told him to stuff it. Greg Allman probably doesn't even know who Lou Dobbs is. That shut him right up. And women? Sure, our tour manager wrote us about not having enough women on the bus, but that changed when Linda Carter came on board. Yep, Linda plays the governor in our film, and she joined us in D.C. for a visit. The tour manager was silenced. He'd admitted that he'd never had anyone quite as choice as Wonder Woman on any of his tour buses. Yep, I think that's the moment we won him over. The Linda Carter connection. Now, after a few headbutts and a pint of Boddington's, he compliments us on being well-mannered and professional. Apparently, that's something he rarely told his bands. I guess that's nice. But as I look back on the tour, I can honestly say that the road she is a tough mistress. And I guess the stories have been piling up. Granted, we don't yet have the one about when Pauly drank the liter of Jack and strapped his naked body to the top of the bus during a lightning storm in Alabama. But of course, we can always make that stuff up. The stuff of legends. Stuff other filmmakers will one day share with their colleagues after a long, hard night of watching rough cuts and drinking tea.
Kevin Heffernan's movie opens today. It's called Super Troopers.